Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Infant Practice Guide, The Right Touch. Infants love to reach for and grab anything they can get their hands on. Touch and feel books are a great way to introduce your baby to stories. They encourage your child to look at, touch, and explore books. This is what the practice looks like. As an infant sits in her mother's lap, facing away from her, mom shows the baby a touch and feel book. The baby girl immediately reaches for and pats the book. Mom opens the book. Much to her daughter's surprise, she sees a fluffy tail of a rabbit. She runs her hand over the tail. Mom describes what she's doing. You feel the bunny's tail. It's so soft. As mom continues to read, the little girl gets more and more excited. Doing the practice. The best touch and feel books include things that your child likes and enjoys. Search the web using the keywords homemade touch and feel books, or ask your local children's librarian for ideas about how to make a special book for your child. Think about things your child likes to look at and touch. The more interesting the book's pages are to your child, the better she'll love her new book. When you show her the book you've made, position your child so she is comfortable and she can move her hands freely. Talk about and describe what she is looking at and touching. Repeat any movements or sound your baby makes. This will encourage him to continue looking at the book. Remember to make the book reading as fun as you can. Here is an example of touch and feel play. Jaden's mother knows how much her one-year-old son loves to touch and feel different things. He particularly likes the feel of different kinds of materials, such as his blanket and stuffed animals. Mom knows that Jaden likes looking at pictures of animals. She decides to see what her son will do with a touch and feel book. Jaden is delighted. Right away, he grabs, touches, and babbles at the animal pictures. How did Jaden's mom know the practice was working? She asked herself these questions. Did Jaden reach for and grab the book? Did he get excited when he saw familiar things? Did he vocalize more and talk to what he was looking at? If Jaden's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew she had provided Jaden with a successful, literacy-rich home experience. We hope you enjoyed The Right Touch. To find out more about this and many other CEL practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.